Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, Mishnah continues in chapter 19 of Shabbat, Perek Rabbi Elezer Demila, talking about Bris Mila on Shabbos, and we are in Mishnah Gimel. Marchitzin et koton, we wash, we bathe the infant, getting the bris, bein lifnei milo, vein acher mila, both before and after the circumcision itself. This was considered medically necessary, and we can understand it could help to remove bacteria and possible sources of infection. Umizolfin alov biyad, volo bekli, but we sprinkle by hand. So we dip the hand in the water and sprinkle it on the child. We don't take a kli and pour the water over the child. So we're doing a shinui, we're bathing him in a different manner. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Omer, so he has a different opinion, and the Bartner explains that he argues on the Tana Kama. He says we can bathe the infant in the normal fashion. He also adds, Marchitzin et koton b'yom ha'shlishi, shchalia b'shabbat. He says if the third day after the brit is on Shabbat, we also bathe the child, even though it's 3 days later. And he brings a pasuk to support the fact that it's considered extra dangerous on the third day, there's an extra vulnerability on the third day after a brit. Shenamar vayhi v'yom ha'shlishi b'yotam ko'avim. As it says in Bereishit, which we just finished, by the Anshei Shechem, that 3 days after they got the bris, that's when Shimon and Levi came and rescued their sister. The Mishnah continues, Sofek, if somebody, we'll see, there are many cases where there's a doubt if the bris should be done this day, or if there's a doubt in the child itself. For instance, it's an eighth-month child. As we've mentioned before, the medical situation at the time was a child who was premature, was considered to be, you know, there were some babies who were born in the seventh month, full term, and some were born in the ninth month, full term, but the ones that were born in the eighth month and had some sort of defect, some sort of, they were not fully ripe, they were considered to be a nafel, that they were going to pass away. So it's a suffix, if it was a suffix, if they were going to be, a ben kayama, a surviving child. The androgynous is based on the Greek word androgyny, has both andro and gyny, both male and female parts. Ein mecholin alav et Shabbat. We do not desecrate the Sabbath to perform the bris on these babies. Rabbi Yehuda matir ben androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda allows an androgynous to be over on Shabbos to give them the bris. The Bartner explains, based on the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda has a pasuk, Kimol lechem kol zachar, do a mila for you, kol zachar, every zachar, l'rabot androgynous, that means anything with a zachrus, anything with a male part. But Tana Kama, the other opinion, who says we do not desecrate the Sabbath androgynous, orla to, k'tiv, his orla, Mishahu Kula Aril, someone who has, you know, his whole situation is Aril Yatzazay, Shechetz in the Keva. Great, now Mishnah Dalit brings an interesting case. Mishahailo Shte Tinokot. Someone has two babies, Echod Lemol Achar Shabbat. One needs to get a Brit Milah on Sunday, Ve'echod Lemol B'Shabbat, and one needs the Brit Milah on Saturday, V'Shochach, and he forgot which one's which, he made a mistake, Umol Echol Achar Shabbat B'Shabbat. And he did the Brit Milah on the wrong baby, Chayiv. So he has Chayiv to bring a Karban Chatat. He has desecrated the Sabbath by mistake. Now the Mishnah brings another case with a different outcome. Echad l'moma Erev Shabbat. One baby needed a Brit on Friday, Echad l'moma Shabbat. And the other baby needed a Brit on Saturday, V'shochach. He made a mistake. U'molet shel Erev Shabbat b'Shabbat. For some reason, they had not given the Brit to the Friday Brit baby, and it was still waiting to get the Brit Milah on Shabbat, and that's when they did it, by mistake, to the Friday baby. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatat. Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayiv chatat. Rabbi Shua poter. Rabbi Shua says he's poter for bringing a chatat. So the Bartner explains what's going on here, that their machloket tanaim here is ta bedavar mitzvah, that he's making a mistake while doing a mitzvah. Now in the Reisha of the Mishnah, in the case of the Sunday baby that got the bris on Shabbat before the proper time, then they both agree that tabar devar mitzvah, velo asa mitzvah, is chayiv. He didn't do any mitzvah. Giving a brit milah to a baby on Saturday when the baby's not ripe to get the brit milah until Sunday, there's no mitzvah there. But the Friday baby, he's ready to receive the mitzvah and to enter the covenant. So perhaps making a mistake and doing the mitzvah, if Maisa, he's accomplished the mitzvah, perhaps he is putter because he's tabed of our mitzvah, he's busy, he's tarud, he's distracted by doing the mitzvah, and Lamaisa, he accomplished the mitzvah giving the bris because it was, Lamaisa, it was day 9. So Rabbi Yeshua says this man, the mohel who's performing the brit, who's doing the malacha on Shabbat, when he's giving this brit, he thinks he's acting with authority and with permission of Betin, with Rishut. So he is Tabat of our mitzvah, and he is Pater. And the Barner brings halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. Shkoyach rabotai, zagizunt.